protected us and give grace and blessing to us.
好，那我们一年一年啊，都在主的恩典当中啊，靠着主的手来带领我们。
That year after year, we have under His guidance, through His hand guided us.
主的各样丰盛恩典常常在我们身上，在我们的家中。
That His abundant grace and blessing to always abide with us and with
our family. 我们也恳求主继续不断的带领我们的一生一世啊，都能够持守在主的恩中。
And we ask God to continue to guide us and to abide with every one of us.
啊，直到永远。
Until the end.
我们现在来祷告，感谢主所赐给我们的各样丰盛的恩惠。
And now we'll kneel down to pray and thank God for all the blessings He bestowed upon us.
也求主带领赐福我们今天的聚会。
And ask God to bless and guide today's service.
我们一起祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray.
弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Thanks the greatest of God and may peace be with you all.
我们在两个月四月中就是我们春季的灵恩布道会。
Another 2 months, we will have our spring spiritual convocation.
所以执会特别安排今天呢、啊、做宣道工作的讲习。
And so, our board, church council have arranged for today to be a evangelical workshop.
所以我们今天有三节的聚会。
And so therefore today we have 3 sessions.
我们今天早上就用圣经的道理跟我们互相勉励。
And so this morning we will use the Bible passages as mutual encouragement.
早上我们来谈领人归主。
And this morning we will share with one another to bring people to the Lord.
然后我们下午第一节谈宣道的对象跟内容。
And then this afternoon, first session, we will talk about the evangelical context and content.
啊，下午的第二节啊，我们就来做谈道的演练。
And then second session in this afternoon, we will talk about how to preach.
啊，所以我准备了一些题目。
And therefore, I have prepared some materials.
啊，我们原则上大概四个人一组。
And we will have 4 in a group.
啊，一个当慕道者啊，发问。
One will pretend to be a truth seeker and to ask questions.
其他人呢、啊，就一个一个轮流回答。
And the rest will be our church members to answer those questions.
啊，回答完以后，大家可以讨论一下，我们怎样有一个比较完整的答案。
And after we make our answers, then we could all discuss how can we provide a more complete answer.
啊，然后换第二个人发问。
And then we will take turn for the second person to ask questions.
其他人呢、啊，啊，练习回答。
And the other people will train to answer those questions.
我们盼望说、啊，把一些慕道者常常会发问的问题。
And our hope is that you know, we will try to cover most of the questions, frequent asked questions from the truth seekers.
那我们能够经过这样的练习以后啊，我们真正碰到的时候，我们就晓得怎么回答。
And through these trainings that when we encounter such questions in the future, that we know how to answer them.
虽然有时候我们道理听很多。
And even though we have heard many sermons,
啊、但是有时候人家一问个问题、啊、我们就不晓得从哪里答起。
But oftentimes when people ask us questions, we might not have the correct, we might not have the complete answer for them.
那所以这种练习也是很重要的。
And so these kind of training is quite important.
啊，这是我们今天啊聚会啊主要的安排。
And so this is our arrangement for today's service.
我们今天早上来谈带领人归主。
And so this morning we will share the topic to lead people to the Lord.
我们知道神要把他的丰盛恩典呐、啊、带给世人。
We know that God wants to bring His abundant grace to all the people in this world.
所以借着耶稣基督啊，完成了救赎的工作。
And therefore, through Jesus Christ, He has completed His salvation work.
所以保罗说啊，神的救恩呐、啊，已经显明出来了。
Therefore, Paul says that God's salvation plan has been revealed.
啊，但是还要借着传扬的功夫啊。 把这个道理传给世人。
But it still needs to, we still need to evangelize in order to, spread this gospel to all people.
他又说啊，凡求告主名的人就能够得救。
He also said that those who have seek his name shall be saved.
那是一个人呢，要求告主啊，就是要对主有认识。
In order for a person to seek after God, he has to first recognize God.
能够明白主的救恩。
He needs to understand the salvation of God.
他才会啊，信靠主，求告主。
Then he will be able to rely on God and to seek him.
但是要对主的救恩有认识，他要听到道理。
But first, he needs to, in order for him to understand the salvation plan, he needs to listen to his, listen to the gospel.
既然要听到道理呀，就需要有人传道。
And in order for him to hear the gospel, someone has to preach the gospel.
所以我们先领受道理的人呐，我们就有责任把这个道理再传扬出去。
And therefore, we have received this gospel first. Therefore, we have the duty to preach this gospel out.
主耶稣说，我们白白得来，也要白白的施舍出去。
Jesus said that we have freely received, we shall freely give.
所以我们不可以白白领受神的恩典。
So we cannot just freely receive God's blessings.
我们要把福音传出去，让更多人呐、一起跟我们享受福音的好处。
Rather, we need to preach this gospel out to all people so that they could share this gospel with us.
所以保罗说，我传福音没有什么可以夸口的地方。
Therefore, Paul says that I have nothing to boast in my preaching.
因为主耶稣把这个责任呐、托付给我了。
Because Jesus Christ has already commissioned this task to me.
因为他拯救我。
He had already saved me.
所以同时把这个责任托付给我。
And at the same time, you have commissioned this duty to me.
如果我照着传福音啊，我将来就有赏赐。
And if I preach according to this matter, I will receive my reward in the future.
所以他说我的赏赐是什么呢？
And therefore, Paul said, what is my reward?
就是让人啊白白的来得到这个福音。
And that is so that people, all people, will freely receive this gospel.
能够享受福音的好处。
And that we could all enjoy the benefit of this gospel.
所以说这个传福音的，他的脚中最佳美。
And therefore the people, the footstep of these preachers is the most beautiful.
因为你救了一个人啊，胜过赚了全世界。
Because you have saved a person's soul, which is much better than earning the entire wealth of this world.
传福音啊，就是人生当中啊最有价值的工作。
So therefore, preaching the gospel is the most valuable career in our lifetime.
因为人的生命啊，比所有世上的财富啊，全世界的财富啊。更宝贵。
Because a person's soul is more valuable than anything in this world.
我们今天早上要从亚伯拉罕怎么亚伯拉罕的老仆人呢、怎么为以撒娶媳妇。
And so this morning we will use the passage of Abraham's old servant, how he bring the wife of
为以撒
Isaac
来谈到啊，我们怎样做一个忠心的神的仆人呢、来带领人来归主。
And also to discuss how we could be a faithful servant of God to bring people to the Lord.
神选召了亚伯拉罕以后啊，给他很大的应许。
So when Abraham was selected by God or chosen by God, God had given him great blessings.
说他的祖孙啊，要像天上的沙、天上的星啊、海边的沙那样多。
That his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands on the shore.
那一直到亚伯拉罕100岁啊，才生了以撒。
And was it not until Abraham is 100 years old that he gave birth to, he received a son, Isaac?
以撒到了40岁啊，还没有成家。
And when Isaac is 40 years old, he still was not, he still is not married.
所以要让以撒的，要让亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，好像天上的星，海边的沙。
And in order for Abraham's descendant to be like the numbers of the star in the sky and also the sands by the shore.
啊，这个啊，以撒的婚姻就很重要。
Therefore, the Isaac's marriage is very important.
因为他如果没有结婚的话，啊，神的应许啊就很难实现了。
Because if Isaac is not married, then God's promise is going to be very hard to accomplish.
所以亚伯拉罕很重视以撒的婚姻。
Therefore, Abraham is put a great emphasis on Isaac's marriage.
啊，我们知道说啊，犹太人他们做父亲的啊，他们有一些对祖孙的责任。
And we know that
对儿子的责任。
The Jewish fathers they have certain duties to their children.
男孩子出生第八天呐，父亲要为他行割礼。
When a boy is born, on the eighth day, the father will have to perform circumcision.
啊，后来以色列人的父亲呐，要为儿子交半色克勒的赎命银哦，就是因为他们在埃及的时候啊，埃及的长子都被杀了嘛，哈。
So the father, the Israel fathers, when the child is grow up, they will have to pay a half shekel for their redemption payment.
啊，后来神说啊，这是以色列的男孩子都属神的，但是他们要交半色克勒的赎命银。
And therefore God says that all the males of Israel belongs to God, therefore they need to pay a half shekel for their redemption.
啊，这是父亲的责任。
And this is the duty of the father.
啊，再来第三个啊，做父亲的要教导儿子一门手艺。
Third is that the father will have to teach the child, the boy child.
最后一个啊，就是要啊主持儿女的婚姻。
And lastly is that the father will have to hold the marriage of this of the boy.
啊，所以亚伯拉罕啊，尽一个做父亲的责任呐、啊。啊，关心儿子以撒的婚姻。
And therefore, as a father of Isaac, Abraham has to keep his duty.
啊，当然，这个有一些属灵上的教训。
And of course, these also have spiritual teachings.
亚伯拉罕呐，一表天父真神。
Abraham resembles God, our Father in heaven.
啊，他非常的丰富啊，尊荣。
He is with abundant grace and with glory.
啊，他差遣呐、啊，耶稣基督来到世界来拯救世人。
He sends Jesus Christ into this world to save the world.
好像啊，亚伯拉罕呐、啊，把自己的儿子以撒献在祭坛上一样。
Just like Abraham sacrificed his son Isaac on the altar.
那、啊、这个以撒是应许呀、啊，给亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And so Isaac is a promised child to Abraham.
啊，他顺着命令啊，啊被献在祭坛上面。
And by obeying God's request, he was offered on the altar.
好像主耶稣啊啊顺服到底啊，为着救赎我们世人，被献在十字架上一样。
Just like Jesus Christ, he was obedient in sacrificing himself on the cross.
啊，以撒被献了以后，啊，后来重新得到生命，然后这个就借着老仆人呐、啊，为他娶利百加为妻。
And so after Isaac was prefiguratedly resurrected.He was married through the help of the old servant.
啊，预表主耶稣基督啊，啊降世啊来救赎我们世人。
This prefigures how Jesus Christ is came to this world to save all mankind.
啊，所以来建立教会啊，吸引世人来成为他的心腹。
This is to prefigure the establishment of the church as the bride in this world.
好，啊，所以我们世人呐，归入神的教会啊，这个教会就是基督的心腹。
And so when people of this world enters this church, becomes a part of this church, then we become the bride of God.
这个利百加是一个非常有美德啊，啊，非常贞洁的女子。
Rebecca is a woman with virtues.
所以她被迎娶啊，啊，成为以撒的妻子。
So therefore, she was, she married Isaac.
啊，终生啊，服侍以撒，顺服自己的丈夫。
And she obeyed and was submissive to Isaac, her entire life.
啊，为丈夫所喜爱。
And was loved by Isaac.
所以这个利百加的角色就是预表我们信徒，也是预表神的教会。
And so this the characteristic of Rebecca resembles the church.
这个婚姻当中啊，有一个很重要的角色，就是亚伯拉罕家里的老仆人。
And within this marriage, one of the critical character is the servant of Abraham.
这个圣经里面啊，没有特别记载这个老仆人的名字。
The Bible did not record the name of this old servant.
很多人都认为说啊，可能就是亚伯拉罕忠心的老仆人以利以谢。
And many people feel that it might be Eliezer of the servant of Abraham.
因为本来亚伯拉罕没有儿子的时候。
Because when Abraham did not have a son yet,
神说要赐大福气给他。
And God says that He will give all the abundant grace blessings to him.
亚伯拉罕说啊，你是给我再多的福气呀，啊，我将来就是给我的仆人呐，以利以谢。
And God said, Abraham said that, you know, all the blessings that you bestow upon me, I will give to my servant Eliezer.
啊，那神跟他讲说，不是你本身所生的才要成为你的后裔。
But God says no, it will, your heirs will come from your bloodline.
啊，所以这个仆人呐，如果是以利以谢的话，啊，真的是很让人敬佩。
And so if this servant is Eliezer, then it is very honorable.
因为他本来可以继承很多的财富。
Because originally he could receive all the inheritance from Abraham.
啊，但是他对亚伯拉罕啊，忠心耿耿啊，啊，尤其有了以撒以后啊，啊，他就完全没有啊想到自己啊。啊，做一个忠心的仆人来服侍亚伯拉罕，服侍以撒。
Because he is very faithful to Abraham, his master, and even after Isaac was born, he took care of him and faithfully served both of them.
啊，一点呐、啊、都没有想到自己的利益。
He did not think of his own interest.
那、啊、所以这个老仆人呐、啊，就是主说我们所有的弟兄姊妹应该扮演的角色。
So this character, this old servant of Abraham, is a character that we should learn from.
我们看创世纪的二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis 24.
创世纪二十四章第一节。
Genesis 24 verse
1. 二十四章第一节。
24 verse
1. 说亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上真神都赐福给他。第二节
，Verse two，
亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说：“请你把手放在我的大腿底下。”第三节
，Verse three，
我要叫你指着真神啊，天地的主几世，不要为我的儿子娶这迦南地的女子为妻。第四节。
Verse 4.
你要往我的本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。好、哦，这里是亚伯拉罕呢、啊，啊，差遣老仆人啊，把这个最重要的使命啊，啊，付托给他。
And here is Abraham records how Abraham commissioned his old servant with this great task duty.
为着维护他这个家族的血统的纯正
，and this is to continue his bloodline。
所以他说啊，不要为他的儿子以撒娶迦南女子。
And that's why he said to his servant not to get a wife for his son from the Canaanites.
要到自己的本地本家, 去为以撒娶一个妻子。
But rather go to his hometown, his relatives, to get a wife for Isaac.
因为亚伯拉罕的家人啊, 他的一些亲属啊, 是住在哈兰地。
And because Abraham's relatives, they all live in the land of Haran.
看起来从地图看啊, 这个距离相当远哦。
And from the graph, it looks pretty far.
仆人说啊, 假如我去了, 没有一个女孩子要跟我来, 怎么办?
And so the servant said, if I go and no woman wants to come or is willing to come back with me, what should I do?
我是不是可以把以撒带去?
And he said, shall I bring your son with me?
亚伯拉罕说不可以。
And Abraham said, no.
因为神哦,会在你的前面啊, 带领你的路。
Abraham said, because God will be in front of you to guide your path.
我们看到亚伯拉罕非常有信心。
So we could see that Abraham has great faith.
所以他相信神的带领。
He believed and trusted in God's guidance.
然后对这个老仆人说啊,
And so he said to this old servant,
你放心啦,你如果去了, 那没有女孩子要跟你来, 这个不是你的责任。
So he said, don't worry, just go, and if there is no woman that wants to come back with you, that is not your,
that is not your worry.
Just go.
后来这个老仆人啊,就向亚伯拉罕发誓,然后就出发了。
And so this old servant swore in front of Abraham and set out for his journey.
所以我们看到说,这是一个很艰难的任务啊,但是这个老仆人很忠心啊,乐意接受亚伯拉罕的差遣。
We see this is a very challenging task, but yet this old servant is very faithful to Abraham and be submissive to him.
我们知道我们的神啊, 是称为独行其事的神。
We know
我们的神啊, 祂可以自己的力量, 可以完成一切的事情。
We know that our God is an omnipotent God.
从古以来啊, 神常常啊, 差遣世人, 来替他完成使命。
And God have often sent people to complete his work.
事实上啊, 就是让我们人啊, 能够在神的恩典上有份。
In reality is that he wants us to be part in his grace.
所以我们看到古圣徒啊, 他们受了神的差遣以后啊, 他们都很乐意的接受神的差遣。
Therefore, we see that many old saints that they, when they receive the commission from God, they are very joyful to carry out the duty.
好像这个老仆人一样。
Just like this old servant.
神曾经对耶利米先知说啊,
God once said to Prophet Jeremiah,
因为以色列人悖逆了神啊, 说你要去向他们传警告。
Because the Israelite has disobeyed God, that you have to go and proclaim my warning.
耶利米先知说啊, 我这么年幼啊, 我怎么有办法去呢?
And Jeremiah replied, I am so young, how could I go and proclaim the
word? 我要跟他们讲什么呢?
And what should I say to them?
我讲了以后, 他们怎么会接受, 怎么会相信呢?
And once, whatever I say, would they even listen to what I say?
神对他说啊, 你不要以为你是年幼的。
And God says to Jeremiah, don't worry that you are young.
因为你在妈妈的肚子里面呢, 我已经把他 把你分别出来,
because I have separated you when you are still in your mother's womb, that you will become my prophet.
你不要想到说你不会讲什么。
And don't worry that you do not know what to say.
我叫你去,我叫你讲什么,你就讲什么。
I will send you in front of me, I will send you, and I will tell you what to say.
虽然你讲了以后,他们不听。
And even if they don't listen to what you say,
虽然他们会抵抗你。
Or even they will rebel against you.
但是我要给你力量啊, 能够胜过他们。
But I will give you strength that you will overcome them.
所以耶利米先知啊, 后来就接受神的差遣。
So therefore Jeremiah obeyed and accepted God's
mission. 虽然工作很艰难,
even though his work was very challenging,
他成为流泪的先知。
He became a weeping prophet.
因为他为以色列国, 为以色列百姓啊, 非常伤心，流了很多眼泪。
Because he wept for the Israelites, for the nation of Israelite.
百姓不但不听啊，还想要把他害死。
Not only were the people of Israel did not listen to him, but they also conspired to kill him.
他的确是一个非常忠心的先知。
But truthfully, he is a very faithful prophet of God.
以赛亚先知也是一样。
Same thing with prophet Isaiah.
神先给他看到一个异象。神给他看到了一个大异象。
God gave him a great vision.
啊，然后看到自己的软弱。
And he also see his own weakness.
他说啊，哦，糟糕了，我是一个嘴巴不洁净的人。
He said that, oh, I am a person with unclean mouth.
啊，我也生活在一些啊不洁净的人当中。
And I have lived among the people that are defiled.
啊，所以我会灭亡喽。
And woe to me, I will be destroyed.
啊，这个神就派一个天使啊，啊，从那个祭坛那个火当中啊，拿一个。火石啊，啊来沾他的嘴唇。
And then God sent an angel to pick up a fiery coal to put on his mouth.
啊，来洁净他。
To cleanse his mouth.
啊，神洁净他以后啊，神就出声音说啊，啊，谁要为我去啊，向犹太人传警告。
And after he cleansed his mouth, God spoke to Israel, spoke to Prophet Elijah and said.Who shall go and preach my, proclaim my word?
以赛亚先知就说啊，主啊，我在这里了，请你差遣我。
And then he, the prophet replied, I am here, please send me.
啊，神又对他说，你去了以后啊，啊那边好像那个新蒙主油的百姓。
And God says that go because these are people with fat that covers their heart.
因为他们虽然看见看不懂。啊，虽然听见了，听不明白。
Because they see, but yet they don't understand. They hear, but they don't understand.
啊，所以可见啊，以赛亚先知的使命也是很艰难的。
And therefore, Prophet Isaiah is his duty is also very.
虽然他向百姓传警告，但是没有人要听，没有人要相信。
Although he went and preached to the to the Israelites, but no one wants to listen to him.
整个犹大国越加的被灭啊。啊，最后整个就被亡掉了。
And we see that the consequence is that the entire Jew, nation of Jews, were annihilated.
虽然我们看到先知的使命都很艰难。
And so we see that these prophets, their duties are very challenging.
但是当神差遣他们的时候，他们就勇敢接受啊，不推辞。
But when God sent for them, they accept without any they did not refuse.
今天呢、啊，同样的，神把这个传福音的使命啊，托付在我们身上。
And same thing, God give this commission of preaching to us.
所以我们要向我老仆人还有古圣徒啊，他们能够乐意的接受神的差遣。
And therefore, we need to learn from this old servant and the prophets to accept with a joyful heart.
我们看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4,
十八节。
Verse 18.
路加福音四章的十八节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
跟十九节。
18 and 19.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节。
19.
报告神悦纳人的喜年呢、啊？耶稣到拿撒勒的会堂。
When Jesus Christ arrived at the synagogue of in Nazareth,
他说有人把那个以赛亚书啊就拿给他。
And so someone bring the scroll of the prophet Isaiah to him.
结果他就翻开啊，刚好这一段的记载。
And when he unrolled it, he found this passage.
原来预言啊，耶稣来到世界啊，是受神的差遣。
And that it prophesies that that Jesus came to this world as a commission from God.
所以圣灵降在他身上啊，神用圣灵来差遣他。
And therefore the Spirit of God will come upon him and that he will send him out to preach.
所以要把福音啊, 传给贫穷人,
and that he will preach the good news to all the poor.
让那些被掳的、受压住的, 得到释放, 得到自由,
and that he will proclaim the freedom to the prisoners and to the oppressed.
所以耶稣说这个话现在应验在你们当中了。
And therefore Jesus said that this word, this passage has been fulfilled among you.
其实耶稣说天父怎么差遣我, 我照样差遣你们。
And therefore Jesus said how God commissioned him, he will also commission us.
所以他向门徒吹了一口气说, 你们受圣灵。
And therefore he breathed breath onto the disciples and said, you have received the Holy Spirit.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
And whoever that you have forgive sins, say their sins shall be
forgiven. 你们留下谁的罪, 谁的罪就留下了。
Whoever you retain their sins, their sins will be retained.
所以我们今天领受了神的灵,
and therefore when we receive the Spirit of God today,
就神啊, 用圣灵差遣我们。
And that means that God have commissioned us through this Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人啊, 就有传福音的使命。
And therefore we all have the duty of preaching the gospel.
所以我们要乐意地接受神的差遣啊, 尽我们的职分。
And therefore we need to accept this duty with joy.
啊,
做传道的功夫。 And that we need to preach as a pastor.
我们看回来, 创世纪24章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪24章12节。
Genesis chapter 24 verse 12.
24章12节。
24 verse 12.
我们看从11节看, 11节。
From 11.
24章11节。
24 verse 11.
我们要看到14节。
11 to 14.
天将晚, 众女子出来打水的时候, 他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里。 12节。 他说：“主，我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我今天遇见好机会。”13节。我现今站在井旁，城内居民的女子们正出来打水。14节。我向哪一个女子说啊？ 请你拿下水瓶来，给我水喝。他就说啊，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。哎呀，那个女主就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻子，这样我便知道你施恩给我的主人呐。我们看到这个亚伯拉罕呐，是一个非常敬畏神的。We
know that Abraham fears God.
所以他称为信心之父。
And therefore he is the father of faith.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的信仰啊, 影响到他的家人。
We see that Abraham's faith has influenced his family members.
所以这个老仆人啊, 也很敬畏神啊, 靠神来带领他的路。
And we see that even this old servant feared God and relied on God to guide his path.
为着要完成主人托付的使命,
and in order for him to accomplish what his master have commissioned him,
所以他很重视祷告,
and therefore he emphasized on his prayer to God.
所以神带领他一直走啊, 走到这个亚伯拉罕兄弟的故乡,
so God,
亚伯拉罕的故乡啊, 就是他兄弟的
And so God guided this old servant to the land of the country and the hometown of Abraham's brothers.
然后他叫骆驼先跪下。
And so he asked the camel to kneel down first.
然后他就向神祷告了。
And so he kneeled down and prayed to God.
说神啊, 求你能够施恩给我的主人亚伯拉罕。
And he said, God, please bless my master Abraham.
现在有很多的女孩子出来打水。
Now there are time for many women to come out to draw water.
所以求你赐给我好机会。
So please give me a success today.
我如果向哪一个女主说啊,
that if I say to a woman, a daughter,
请你给我水喝。
If I say to the daughter, please give me water to drink.
这个女孩子如果说好吧, 我拿水给你喝。
and if the woman replies, drink, and I will water your camels.
还说我也打水给你的骆驼喝。
And continue to say, I will water your camels too.
那我就知道啊，你这个女孩子就是你所预备要给我的小主人以撒做妻子。
Then I know that you have chosen this woman for my servant Isaac.
所以我们看到这个老仆人啊，很会祷告。
And so we know that this, we see that this old servant knows how to pray.
啊，所以他有信心啊，相信他的祷告神会成全。
He has faith that his prayer will be accomplished by God.
从这个祷告的内容当中啊，我们看到他也是很有智慧。
And through this prayer, the content of this prayer, we see that he is with wisdom.
他知道说、啊、这样的话，这个女孩子一定有爱心，又有心，有爱心呐、啊。
He knows through these deeds, he would, this woman will be with love and with, and is hardworking.
啊，能够拿水给他，还要为他的十足骆驼啊打水。
He knows that this woman will not only give him water, but also to water all his camels.
啊，所以我们看到说这个老仆人啊，很会祷告。
And so we see that this old servant knows how to pray.
啊，结果他的祷告啊，后来神垂听成全。
And of course, his prayer was listened, listened by God.
啊，利百加就出现了。
And so Rebecca appeared.
啊，真的照他所祈求的啊，打水给他，又说啊，要为骆驼打水。
And truly, she, gave drink to this old servant and also gave drink to the camels.
啊，结果他一看啊，哇，越稀奇啊，啊，原来神的安排就是这么美好。
And when he saw this, he was amazed that this is the guidance of the plan of God.
啊，然后一问啊，原来这是亚伯拉罕呢，啊，他兄弟的孙女。
And when he asked and this and realized that she is the granddaughter of Abraham.
啊，所以他看到整个带领啊，神的带领很奇妙，所以他就低头啊下拜。
And so he saw the guidance of God, the miraculous guidance of God. Therefore, he kneeled down and prayed.
我们看二十四章的二十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 24, verse 26.
二十四章二十六节。
Verse 26.
说那个人呢，就低头向神下拜，二十七节。
27.
说。神啊，我主人亚伯拉罕的神是应当称颂的，因为他不断的以慈爱诚实待我的主人啊。至于我，神在路上引领我啊，直走到我主人兄弟的家里。所以他觉得说啊，神的带领很奇妙啊，怎么一度一直带啊，带他到亚伯拉罕兄弟的家里。
And he was amazed at the guidance of God that he God have guided him to the household of his master's brother.
而且遇到了亚伯拉罕兄弟的孙女利百加。
And even met the granddaughter of Abraham's brother, Rebecca.
所以他知道说神的带领很奇妙啊，所以就在那边啊低头啊向神下拜。And, 祷告神,
so, he,
赞美神,
so he was amazed at God's guidance, and therefore he bowed down and worshipped the Lord there.
后来他到了这个拿班的家，利百加的家以后啊，后来整个事情啊非常的顺利。
And so when he came to Laban's household, the Rebecca's house,
啊，利百加的家人啊也知道说这是神的安排。
And Rebecca's family knew that this is the guidance and the plan of God.
啊，所以这个老仆人啊很顺利的完成工作。
And so this old servant very smoothly completed his task.
啊，工作完成了，他再一次的向神低头下拜。
And after he completed his task, he once again bowed down and worshipped
God. 二十四章的四十八节。
Let's look at verse 48.
二十四章。
Chapter 24, verse 48.
啊，这个是他讲了哈，我们继续看这个二十四章的五十节，五十二节。
Verse
52.二十四章五十二节
，Chapter 24, verse 52。
亚伯拉罕的仆人呐、啊，听见他们这话，就向神呐、啊、匍匐在地呀、啊。
So when Abraham's servant heard what they said, he bowed down to the ground before the Lord.
我们看到这个老仆人呐、啊，他很重视祷告，
We see that this old servant emphasized on prayer, and through prayer that he complete his task.
在世前呢，就祷告求神呐，为他赐给他好机会，为他安排合宜的道路。
Before he started his task, he prayed to God to ask God for guidance to give him good opportunities.
啊，这个神带领他来到亚伯兰兄弟的家，哇，他。 就在那边呢，继续的祷告神。
And when God guided him to the brother of Abraham's household, then he once again bowed down and worshiped God.
最后啊，这个亚伯兰兄弟的家人，利百加的家人呐，答应啊，利百加要给以撒为妻呀。
And when
他又向神祷告感谢。
And when the house of Rebekah's family accepted the offer. To let her be the wife of Isaac, he once again bowed down and worshiped God.
我们在做神的工啊，平时就要常常为圣工祷告。
So, in working for the Lord, we need to constantly pray.
尤其啊，有一些重大的圣工啊，我们事先要祷告啊，工作当中要祷告，然后工作完成了向神感恩。
Especially when there is large work. God's work that we need to pray before that work, during the work and after work.
因为我们在传福音的工作啊,
because
虽然是一个很重要的工作,
because when we are preaching gospel,
但是我们知道啊, 这往往都有很多的阻挡,
we know that it is a very important task, and we know that there will be obstacles in those work.
而我们就是借着祷告啊，来克服各样的困难。
And it is through prayer that we could overcome any difficulty.
所以祷告在我们圣工当中啊，相当相当重要。
Therefore, prayer is a critical portion of our holy work.
主要是常常啊，为着工作晚上啊，整夜的祷告。
We see that Jesus also retreat in the middle of the night to pray.
有时候工作当中啊，非常的忙碌，他也退到这个旷野的地方祷告。
And even during when there are difficult times in his preaching, he also retreat to the wilderness to pray.
有时候工作完成了，有的人要拥护他做王啊。
And after he finished work, some people wanted to proclaim him a king.
啊，他就叫众人分散，他就独自到山上去祷告。
And he tell all the crowds to go back, and then he retreated to the mountain to pray.
尤其我们有时候在布道会当中啊，有时候也会发生很多阻挡的事情。
And so even sometime during evangelical services, we will see obstacles.
所以我们说啊，事先呐要花时间呐挖功夫祷告。
And therefore, we so often encourage that we pray before the holy work.
啊，才能够让我们所经历的一些工作啊，都能够非常顺利的完成。
So that the work that we do will complete smoothly.
最近被派到阿根廷去帮忙工作两个礼拜。
Recently, I was sent to Argentina to help the holy work there.
然后去智利教会啊，帮忙献堂。
And then I traveled to Chile to help with the church dedication there.
很多的弟兄姊妹啊，很高兴啊，去参加这个献堂礼。
And there were many brothers and sisters that were joyful to attend this dedication of the church.
但是他们当地的信徒不多。
And although there aren't too many of their local church members,
还有三四十个信徒啊，从别的地方来。
There were about 30 to 40 members that came from other areas.
所以他们接待上啊，就比较辛苦。
And therefore they supporting these visitors, it was that kind of difficult for them.
大部分那个接送都委托一个旅行社来办理。
And so they contracted out all this traveling with a traveler
agency.
啊，在那个星期晚上聚会完了。 And then at the evening, conclusion of the Friday night service,
突然间有一个弟兄打电话来,
and all of a sudden, a brother called,
说今天晚上啊, 12点啊, 本来说要停电, 后来是停水,
And he said that originally the plan was that at midnight they will turn off the electricity, but in fact it is turning off the water.
后来大家想说啊, 都没有注意啦, 想说停水啊, 停一下啊, 水就会再来嘛。
And people often think people thought that stopping the water will probably be
心理上都没有准备。
And nobody actually prepared for it.
因为那边的弟兄说，其实他们那边很少停水。
And the brothers over there, local brothers, said that they don't usually have this kind of situation.
有一个弟兄说，他已经住30年了，大概停过一次啊，这是第二次。
And a brother says that he lived there for 30 years and they had this situation once in the past where they stopped water, but this is probably the second time.
所以事先没有准备了，第二天早上起来啊，水龙头一开啊，一滴水都没有。
And so they did not prepare for this situation, and so the following morning when they woke up, they turned on the faucet and there's no water.
突然间啊，从各地方来了30-40个人啊，一滴水都没有啊，这是很大的问题啊。
And all of a sudden, they realized that there are 30-40 people visitors coming at church and there's no water. That's actually a very big problem.
结果当地的信徒啊，他们就赶快到超级市场去，超级市场的水通通被买光。
And so they quickly ran to the supermarket to look for water, and all the water were purchased.
结果他们就装了一部分的水来啊，他们不晓得在哪里啊，拿到了一部分的水。
And so they somehow got some water back to the church.
本来他们是想说啊，大概8-9点以后啊，水就会来了。
And so they thought that maybe by 8 or 9 o'clock they will have water again.
然后来说啊，下午3点。
And then they received notice that it will be returned at 3 p.m.
到了下午说，哎，晚上9点。
And then by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they once again received notice that it will be postponed till 9 p.m.
后来才说，因为在山上的地方啊，那个水管啊被土石流冲坏。
And then they realized that the water pipe was broken or burst.
这个,
at the source.
他们当天啊, 没有办法修好。
And so they could not fix that pipe within one day.
所以说啊, 可能要修3天啊。
And they say maybe they will have to take 3 days to fix that pipe.
这对他们来讲啊, 就突然间发生的一个事情, 怎么会刚好啊, 要 灵恩会献堂里的时候发生这个事情。
And they were all wondering why this happened, especially during the dedication of the church.
不过感谢主啦。
But thank God.
在星期六的下午。
In the afternoon of the Saturday afternoon.
有几个那个阿根廷过去的弟兄。
And there are a couple of brothers that came from Argentina.
他们在那个前面的院子当中走来走去。
And they were walking in front of the garden.
发现说，哎，这好像有一个马达。
And they realized that there is a pump there.
因为他们没有那个储水蓄水池啦，哈。
And because they don't have a tank to store water.
所以他们在整修的时候就考虑到说，万一啊，这个来参加的人很多哈，那个水。 水量可能不够。
And so they were when they were renovating the church, they actually considered that if there is a lot of people that came to dedication,
所以就装了一个加压的马达。
And if there is not enough water, then they added this pressure motor.
所以他们想说啊，这个自来水公司啊停水了，这个水管里面应该还有很多水。
And they felt that if the utility stopped the water, there should be still water in the pipe.
所以主要是压力不够啊，所以那个水没有办法啊流到那个房间里面来。
And maybe it's because there is not enough pressure, therefore water doesn't come up to the house.
所以他们就试着去开开那个加压的马达。
And so they try to turn on that pressure motor.
结果一开啊，真的。 发生作用了，那个水啊，从那个水管里面就抽出来。
And so they truly, when they turn it on, the water actually was pumped into the house.
啊，所以整个那个停水的问题啊，就全部解决了。
And so they resolve all the issue with the water.
好，啊，这个是在那个困难当中啊，啊，但是神有预备啊。
So even within that difficult situation, God have already provided for.
啊，大家都没有想到啊，啊，这个突然间一个弟兄啊，他发现了。
And no one thought of it, but this brother or son discovered that.
那所以他们就说啊，那个夏甲在旷野迷路啊，啊，水都喝光了。
And just like Hagar, when she was in the wilderness and when she ran out of water,
那所以夏甲就跟他的儿子啊坐在那里哭啊。
And when Hagar and his son sat there to cry,
后来神就让夏甲看到一口水井。
And God opened Hagar's eye to see water.
啊，真的有时候就像这样。
This is just like how often.
有时候我们常常在困难当中啊，不晓得怎么解决。
Oftentimes we're in difficult situations and we don't know what to do.
啊，但是神会打开我们的眼光啊，让我们看到那个解决的方法。
But God will open our eyes to see the solutions.
啊，让我们能够克服一切的困难。
So that we could overcome all the difficulties.
所以我们在工作当中啊，常常会遇到艰难。
So therefore, during our work, we might encounter difficulty.
但是如果我们能够祷告啊，专心仰赖神。
But if we are able to pray and rely on God,
啊，我们会神帮助我们啊，能够顺利的克服各样的困难。
God will help us to overcome all type of problems.
我们再看创世纪的二十四章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章三十四节，三十二节。
24 verse 32.
32节33节。
Verse 32 and 33.
那人就进了喇班的家，喇班卸了骆驼，用草料喂上，拿水给那人和跟随的人洗脚。33节。
33.
把饭摆在他的面前，叫他吃啊。啊，他就说：“我不吃啊。”等我说明白我的事情再吃啊。阿拉班就说：“请说吧。”这个老仆人啊，经过很遥远的路途啊，来到这个拉班的家。
This old servant traveled for a great distance to come to the house of Laban.
啊，他也看出说神的带领啊，一切都很顺利。
And he also saw that the guidance of God was very smooth.
啊，住到这个拉班呐、啊，利百加的家里啊，他们预备了那个草料啊，可以来喂骆驼，喂那些牲畜。
And then that after they arrived at Laban's household, that they will feed all the camels.
啊，他们也把晚饭啊，都把饭都已经摆好了。啊，就请这个老仆人说啊，来吃饭吧。
And they prepare all the food and set before him and ask him to come and eat.
我们一般人啊，碰到这样子的情形啊，大概会说啊，先吃再讲啊。
Most of the people in this kind of situation will say that let's eat first and then we'll talk later.
啊，因为一路上那么遥远啊，又累又饿啊。
And because this was a long journey and they are very hungry and tired.
啊，这个有事情啊，慢慢再谈好了。
And you know we could talk later.
哎，这个老仆人却不是这样。
But we could see that this old servant is not.
他说我现在不吃。
He said that I will not eat now.
我把我的任务、我的事情先讲清楚再吃。
I'll have to tell you what I'm here for before I eat.
所以我们看到他。要完成主人托付的工作、啊、胜过饮食。
And we see that he emphasized the work of God, his master more than his own needs.
啊，这是一个非常忠心啊、负责任的一种表现。
And this is a good virtue where and shows his responsibility.
所以说有一次啊，带着门徒啊，经过了叙加。
And one time Jesus brought his disciples.
啊，门徒就。去买食物啊
！And the disciples went to buy food.
啊，那个时候刚好有一个妇人出来打水。
And when that time there was a woman that came out to draw water.
啊，主耶稣就跟他谈道理。
And so Jesus started to discuss with that woman.
啊，后来这个妇人认识了耶稣以后，啊，他就去城里啊，啊，把所有的人叫出来听道理。
And so when Jesus, when this woman realized who Jesus is, and she went into his hometown and brought all the people out to listen to the gospel.
那些门徒买了食物回来对主耶稣说,
and when the disciples brought all the food back and said to Jesus,
主啊, 请你吃,
and they said to Jesus, please eat.
主耶稣说, 我有东西吃啊, 是你们不知道的。
And Jesus replied to them that I have things to eat that you do not know.
让他们啊, 以为到底是谁啊, 拿食物给主耶稣吃啊。
So they thought that someone have already provided some food for Jesus.
主耶稣说, 我的食物啊, 就是啊, 听从那个差遣我来的, 来做成他的工作。
And Jesus said, my food is to listen to, and be submissive to the one that sent him.
所以主耶稣把他传福音的使命啊, 看得比吃饭更重要。
And that's why Jesus also treat his work more important than his daily needs.
所以他说啊, 这个啊, 就是我的食物。
And therefore Jesus said, this is my food.
然后他说啊, 你们看到, 这个, 你们说啊, 收割还有一段时间啊。
And so he also said that, look, you say that there is time to reap.
当然你们看这个五谷都已经成熟了, 现在就要开始收割了。
But you see that the crops have already matured, you should reap right now.
所以那个时候啊, 如果按照当时收获的季节, 可能还没有到。
Maybe that was not the time to harvest.
那主耶稣所讲的就是, 这个福音啊, 要收割庄稼, 属灵的庄稼的时候到了。
But what Jesus refers to is that in spirit is, it is time to reap after the, you know, they sow.
他认为现在就做圣工的时候了。
And he felt that this is the time to work.
现在就传道拯救人的时候。
This is time to go and preach the gospel.
所以说不要再延迟了。
And therefore he said, do not delay.
所以现在也就是神拯救的日子。
Now is the time that God will save.
神悦纳人的日子。
This is the time that God will receive.
是我们传福音啊, 最好的时机啊。
It is the best time for us to preach the gospel.
所以我们要重视啊, 这个传福音的工作。
Therefore we need to emphasize the importance of this preaching the gospel.
最后我们看到说这个老仆人哦, 他很会做见证。
Lastly, we see that this old servant knows how to bear testimony.
他说他有话要讲啊, 老板就说, 好吧, 那就请你讲咯。
He says, I have things to say, and Laban said, please tell us.
这个老仆人啊, 就对老板家的人讲。
And so this old servant said to the household of Laban,
他说我就是亚伯拉罕的仆人。
He said, I am Abraham's servant.
神啊, 大大赐福给我的主人。
And the Lord has blessed my master abundantly.
让他非常的昌大, 非常的丰盛。
And he had become very wealthy.
牛羊金银骆驼啊, 非常的多。
God gave him sheep, cattle, silver, and gold.
啊,他们年老的说,啊, 他的妻子为他生了一个儿子。
And his wife, and he said that my master's wife had born him a son.
啊,这是我主人啊, 唯一的儿子啊, 所以主人啊, 非常的宝贝。
And this is the only son of my master, and he treat him very precious.
所以他就把他所有的通通给他这个儿子。
And so all that he owns will be given to this son.
啊,我主人啊, 这一次叫我来啊, 就是要为这个儿子啊, 娶一个媳妇为妻。
And my master has sent me here so that I could bring him a wife.
啊, 然后他就讲到说, 他一路上啊, 神怎么带领, 啊, 来到这个地方。
And then he started to describe to them how God have guided him through his journey.
所以他很清楚相信说, 这个是神的预备。
So he clearly understand that this is the providence of God.
啊,那把整个事情讲完了以后啊, 结果利百家的家人说, 哇, 这个是真的是出于神啊。
And after he described all the situations to them, Rebecca's family realized that this is from the Lord.
啊, 既然是出于神的主意啊, 我们又能够说什么呢?
And since this is the will of God, then what can we say?
所以他们说啊, 利百加说在这里啊, 你可以把他带回去啊, 啊, 给这个小主人这个妻子。
And so they say, Rebecca is here, you could bring her home to your young master.
所以我们看到这个老仆人啊, 很会见证。
So we see that this old master,
他都不谈自己啊, 我只是一个卑微的仆人啊。
this old servant knows how to testify that he doesn't talk about himself. But rather, he talks everything about his master and all the blessings that he received. And he talks about how this precious it is, this little
Isaac.
And how God has guided them and blessed them. And after he testified that no one dared to say anything else from Laban's house. So they realized that this is truly from God. And so that he was able to successfully bring back Rebecca. So this is as a servant of God, we need to know how to testify for the Lord.
我们今天所要讲的就是神的恩典啊，我们
So today, what we're emphasizing is the blessing of God and the blessings that we receive.
好像使徒说，我们所看见、所听见的，我们不能不说。
Just like this, the apostle says that what we hear, all that we see, we cannot keep quiet.
因为他们所见证的就是神的大能、神的慈爱。
Because what they are testifying is the blessing, abundant blessing and grace from God.
啊，我们人呐，
只是卑微的仆人。 And we're just a low servant of God.
所以说，不是传我们自己。
And therefore, we are not to proclaim about ourselves.
啊，那个高举主耶稣的名，啊，那个把主耶稣的救恩呐。
But rather to lift up the Lord's name and also to proclaim His salvation. Then we could easily bring people, completely bring them to in front of God. Let us sing hymn 277. 277.
开始做工。
So for now, we will start to prepare for the spiritual convocation in April.
一方面能够多多带领一些亲戚朋友啦、同学、同事，能够来参加布道会。
On one hand, that we will hopefully bring friends to attend this evangelical service.
一方面为着这一次的圣工祷告。
And on the other hand, we should also pray for this holy work.
求神亲自带领，让更多人来得到神的恩惠。
Ask God to guide so that more people will be able to receive this abundant grace.
总会已经安排何长老来协助我们这一次的圣工。
GA has already assigned Elder Ho to come and help with this
work.
So we ask
God
to guide and also to bless this holy event.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
Let us all kneel down to pray.